is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Come Live With Me and Be My Love, and We Will All the Pleasures Prove, Christopher Marlowe, born in Canterbury, England, 1564, author of Dr. Faustus and other plays and many poems. He managed to get into Cambridge, even though he was the son of a shoemaker. His school records show that he was often absent from class. He was working for Queen Elizabeth in her secret service. He was a spy. In the 1590s, while he was writing his plays, church officials began to accuse him of atheism, which could be punished at that time by torture. In May of 1593, a warrant was issued for Marlowe's arrest, but he died in a fight over a bar bill before the police could find him. It's the birthday of Tom Brokaw, born in Webster, South Dakota, 1940, author of The Greatest Generation, about the men and women who came of age in the Great Depression and fought World War II. It's the birthday of the journalist Michael Pollan, born Long Island, New York, 1955, author of the popular book The Omnivore's Dilemma and In Defense of Food, where he elaborates on his guiding principle, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. And it's the birthday of the poet Deborah Diggs, born in Jefferson City, Missouri, in 1950, one of 10 children of a doctor and a nurse. She got married at the age of 19 to an Air Force pilot who went to Vietnam. She had a child when she was 20, and that was when she began to write poetry. She said, "Kids keep you very close to experiences. You're kind of constantly thrown off track, and that's good for a poet." Once she and her husband were out driving, they saw a cow on the side of the road struggling to give birth. The calf was coming out the wrong way. Her husband jumped out of the car to help deliver it, and she wrote a poem about it, The Birthing, which appeared in The New Yorker in October 2006, in which she wrote, "With his whole weight, he pushed the calf back in the mother and grasped the other leg tucked up like a closed wing against the new one's shoulder and found a way in the warm dark to bring both legs out into the world together, then heaved and pulled, the cow arching her back until a bull calf in a whoosh of blood and water came falling whole and still onto the meadow." Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle, the equipment man's wife. Seldom goes to a game, is used to dinner alone, keeping what's left warm for when he gets home. She loves to go to the movies, tunes the radio to the oldies station as she goes through her day. She reads. When they were in high school, they sat in the top row at every home game, his arm draped over her shoulder. No PDA, their parents told them. They didn't care. They married a week after graduation. He took a job at the tire store. They raised two daughters, both now married, kids of their own, living a day's drive away. 2 years with tires was enough. He took the job at the high school, picked up the nickname Jeep. She thinks about getting a new bedroom suite, some art for the living room walls, family photographs hang above the fireplace, sit on the mantel. She knows how to make it through the winter with her books, her knitting, her ways of leafing through a magazine. Sometimes they go for a drive on the weekend. She likes to point out houses she would love to live in. A poem, The Equipment Man's Wife, by Jack Riddle, from his collection Losing Season, published by Cabin Carry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.